I'm at World of Learning and just been in a session run by Phil Green from Onlinement. It was entitled Technology, Not Just to Cut Costs, but to Add Value. Now, in that session, Phil, we had some voting, and one vote asked the audience, there were about 18 people replied, does e-learning reduce cost? And most people in the room said yes. And then interestingly, you posed another question, was does it add value? Does e-learning add value? And then more, I think just over half of the people in the room said it didn't. So it's reducing cost, but it's not adding value. That doesn't, you know, what's your assessment of what that's telling us?
I don't think we should be particularly surprised at the result. I think if you ask the same question about training, you would ask, does training add value to an organisation? I think you'd probably be quite pleased if as many as 50% answered that it did.
Mm.
But let's consider the use of technology in learning and development and the relationship between cost and value.
Uh-huh.
It really depends on who you are. And if the power within an organisation is the people who control the purse strings, then it's probably sufficient, certainly sufficient justification and business case for the use of technology to say, look how much cost we have saved. The organisations that are at the front or likely to be, at the front within their sectors in the 21st century are the ones that dare to look more analytically at that next part of the equation, which is, okay, we've got a justification for using it, but in using it, let's use it to derive greater value. And where should that value be? It should be value in the extent to which people are learning. Yes, that's easily measurable. It should be in the extent to which people are capable through their learning of influencing and affecting the knowledge and the skills of other people, mm-hmm. and of working and learning collaboratively and in a social way. And ultimately, it should be that the considered use of technology causes people to perform to a higher level within the organisation, mm-hmm. and so affect the results. So I'm not surprised mm-hmm. that people at the moment are not seeing the value, but I think that there is a strong tendency from the things I've been hearing people say in the conference and around the conference, there is a strong tendency to want to get more involved in deriving value.
So the next and final question is probably, in order to get the value, you need to potentially deploy the technology. But in order to get the technology, you probably have to have a discussion around cost. So what comes first? You can't have value from technology without first convincing someone that that technology will actually provide some value at some point. This seems to be this is where the fight is almost for L&D. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah,
what's the answer?
Well, I think the answer, my answer would be that you have to start with a very clear picture of what the beneficial outcome is. Because it's not really important to know whether you're delivering something with the support of technology or not. Mm. The question that comes ahead of that is, what do we need? Where do we need the organisation and people within it to be?
Yeah.
How will we know that we've got there, and how are we going to get them there?
Yeah.
And if the how we are going to get them there bit is able to be enhanced, speeded up, enriched through the use of technology, then you've cracked it. But if the first base, which is where is it that we want people to be, it's actually not there, it's somewhere else, then there's a whole raft of courses and superstitious behaviours within training and development that should just be cut and stopped.
Mm-hmm. Phil Green, thanks very much.
You're welcome.